Village Church Q&A podcast, where our goal is to create digital, shareable, and helpful content to make disciples who will go, grow, and overcome.
Hey, welcome back to the Village Church Q&A podcast. Pastor Michael here with you, and I'm all alone in the church wishing I had a co-host. But times are weird, and we're going to do whatever we can just to encourage you, to build into you. And so here's what we're doing. Over 10 days, I am answering the following question. Pastor Michael, what have you learned about the state of Village Church during quarantine or stay at home? If you've heard me preach, you probably heard on this podcast, this whole weird, crazy season is like God putting a mirror up to us and showing us what's really inside of us. It's happening to individuals, to churches, to businesses, to our nation, to our world. We're really beginning to see what we're all kind of just made of. And so what I wanted to do is just kind of share with you some of the highlights of my observations. I've been documenting, writing down some of my observations of what I've learned about our church, what it's like to be the pastor of Village Church in this season. And I got to a point where I just thought, you know, I think it could be really beneficial for you to hear all of these thoughts kind of just through my eyes and my mouth. So here we go. The way we do it is I share a principle, explain the principle, and then show you how this applies to Village Church. All right, the principle is this. Sometimes spiritual consumerism gets us all. Okay, so for the most part, everybody loves consumerism. I get to go pick and choose from a long line of appealing products. I get to spend my hard-earned resources in these products. And if for some reason the product has oversold its value, I get to go return it and buy another like product. I mean, this is one of the most amazing times in history that we get to live. And when we're talking about goods and services, consumerism in this way, it's not half bad. I mean, there's some downsides, but it's a pretty amazing gift that we can even live in this time and place. But when it comes to the church, consumerism, it's a bit more challenging. So the church is absolutely responsible for providing specific experiences or products or commodities. I know that's kind of crass language, but I think you know what I mean. We are expected and joyfully excited to do this, provide spiritual connection, Bible teaching that's rooted in the gospel and in the word of God that points people to Jesus. We're responsible for providing ordinances like baptism and the Lord's Supper. I mean, all of these are commanded by scripture. This is the local church's job to do these things. And as your leaders, we just love this. This is what we signed up for, whether quarantine or not. We are just privileged to be leaders of our spiritual community at the Village Church. So we love this. And so I want to kind of get vulnerable just for a moment. I don't know how this is going to come out of my mouth, but I'm hoping you'll hear kind of our heart in this. And I have a hunch. I'm not just speaking for Village Church or myself or some of our staff. I have a hunch there's actually a whole bunch of pastors who kind of have the same temptation or experience as we do in this season. As we're recording our online services, there are these groups of people that we feel pressured to appease. Let me share the groups of people. There's two of them specifically. The first group is just the pure church consumer. And there's this interesting pressure that we feel that if we don't meet their minimal standards, they're going to complain and they're going to be gone. And we already know a couple things about them. We know that their presence with us, it's fickle. It's dependent on the product that we produce. And so I think most people who are producing online services right now would be lying if we didn't have some version of this person in our head. Like, if it's not quite perfect, are they going to even put up with it and stay? And consumer Christians, it's so sad to say, but they're just kind of all over the place. Every church has them. As you heard in past episodes, as I've been reflecting on this, there are going to be people who were here before quarantine and they're not here after solely because we didn't produce the product that they wanted. And if we're really being honest, we're not developing online services for them. They're on our brains. We're aware that if what we produce doesn't meet their expectations, they're gone. But let me tell you what I think happens in our hearts towards them. Of course, we don't want to unnecessarily push consumers away, but our hearts actually kind of just break for them. We want them to see and to taste something so much better than just a commodity-based experience with the church. And there's this interesting desire that we have that they wouldn't leave our church. Let me tell you why. We believe that there's something about the power of spiritual community, this beautiful, authentic thing that we have been living in, that they're going to see that it is so much better than spiritual consumerism. And our hope is that the longer they're in our spiritual community, that they are drawn to it and they repent of the consumerism that has driven their life and church experience to that point. And so there's this part of us that's like, well, let's not unnecessarily push those people away. But here's kind of what we know. There's always a better church service, a better teacher, a better production. There's always someone better. And if we're competing with other churches, we are going to fail miserably because there's always somebody better. But if I'm being honest, these people, there's like pressure in us to not push them away. There's a second group of people that we feel kind of pressured to appease. The second group of people are the non-Christians. And now more than ever, non-Christians are engaging with online worship, with your church, with my church. And there's this desire to not push them away unnecessarily and offend them. Now, let me clarify. If they're going to be offended, we want them to be offended by the claims of the gospel, not by our pride or our abrasiveness or our unnecessary offensiveness. We can't control whether or not they're offended by that, but I just don't really want to be the one to personally offend them because my sin issues inside of me make me unloving to them. And so as we think about our online services, like we really want to craft something that doesn't unnecessarily push the consumer away, but also doesn't unnecessarily push the non-Christian away. But at the end of the day, here's what we know. They're only going to engage us as much as we are useful to them. We provide a product that is beneficial to them. And so these two groups of people, it's interesting because as we have transitioned, we'd be lying if we didn't say these people are on our minds. But there's a third group of people, and this is where I get to my observation about Village Church. There's a third group of people in behalf of every church leader, staff member, elder, deacon, production crew member, worship team member, everybody that is coming together to really put together corporate worship online, we want to say thank you to every single one of you that does not treat Village Church or your home church like a commodity. We, as well as the church you go to, if you don't go to Village Church, I guarantee you every pastor and leadership team is doing their best with the resources they have. And what I love about our church is that honestly, they have not been treating us like consumers. Let me give you a couple examples. Consumers complain a lot. And there's a difference between complaining and, hey, we think you guys could do this better. Please let us know how we can do things better, but be willing to help us also do it better. Consumers just have this habit of complaining. So let me tell you what it's been like on my end. Being the pastor of the Village Church, I don't think I've had a single person complain to me as we've entered this season. Like, what? I knew that the real state of Village Church was going to be exposed. I knew we were going to see the guts and the heart of our church for what it is. In fact, just the opposite has happened. The amount of encouragement and affirmation and appreciation, people show up to worship. Our spiritual family, our spiritual community shows up to worship every week, to Bible studies and to community groups, not because we put out the best product, because it's not rooted in consumerism. They show up because we, this group of people, this is the spiritual community God has called you to. Blown away. You've heard the statement that 20% of people do 80% of the work, and in this season, I'm just not seeing 80% consumerism. I'm just watching so many people show their true colors. This is their spiritual family. I'm just so proud, so appreciative. We obviously continually would love to do the best job in the entire world, and we're giving you the best we got, and your encouragement means so, so much to us. Another thing I've learned about Village Church with regard to consumerism is consumers don't lean in when it gets hard. They don't do whatever it takes. And I have been blown away by the attitude of Village Churchers. Blown away. Whatever it takes. What are the needs? How do we meet them? What do we need to do? Where do I need to go? Blown away that when we have had a need, we've had that need met. Whether it's been families who need food, whether it's been extra money for resources for our community care initiatives or Share the Care or you name it. Every time we've had a need, the people just rise up and they meet it. And the grit, that's like this wonderful cliche word now, but it is a great word. It's this like deep down, go get them-ness, work through it. Yeah, it's hard, but life is hard. Here we go. We're going to do whatever it takes. I absolutely just love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm so grateful for that. As I step back, one of the things I've learned about Village, and this is an episode that's just, I think, a really encouraging one, is I'm just learning that we at our core are not a consumer church. This is an unbelievable spiritual community. And guys, I just want to say it's a joy to be your pastor. I speak on behalf of our elders, our deacons, our staff, our ministry leaders. We love Village Church. We love you. We love being a part of this family. I am curious, a little nervous at times, mostly just curious and excited when all this is said and done to see what Village Church looks like. This is refining us and it is making us stronger than we ever have been. It's been weeding out some of our weaknesses, showing us where we've been wasting time and focusing us on the main things. And gosh, I'm just so, so proud, so excited for this season, for what I've seen and what God has shown us. And so Village Church, thank you. And if you're listening to this and you're just sensing you're the consumer, I want to let you know, we love you. We are so glad that you're a part of our community, and we want to just gently or maybe forcefully encourage you to rise above it and lean into your spiritual family. It's a weird season, so everybody leans in a little differently, and find out what your church's needs are and just lean in and do whatever you can within your capability to build your local church and to move from being a consumer to being a part of that local church family. All right, I want to invite you back next time, and here's the principle we're going to talk about. Global fear brings people everywhere to their knees. Join us tomorrow. I have more to share with you.